I've been doing this for 25 years and the change has been dramatic. Scotland has embraced the renewables of all forms. So wind and hydro, wave and tidal have led the world in many areas and have also set an example to the world with a 100% target. So, and that has led to investment, to jobs, and to an economy which is looking forward to the future, along with the rest of the world who are also following the same path. I think Scotland has a very strong future for renewable energy, and I think it's not just that. Now energy policy is becoming heat and transport. We're going to see revolutions in this over the next 20 years, and we're going to see the ways in which we produce energy, manage energy, use energy, just completely changing from the way we know it today. It's going to be similar to the phone IT revolutions. This is going to happen in the infrastructure for energy now, and electricity will be the future of energy on the planet, and Scotland is very well placed to deliver and produce that electricity. Our targets are achievable, definitely, and the planning is there to achieve it. The Scottish Government has backed the targets with what it needs. Whether the mechanisms that have been administered in Westminster will actually finally deliver the full targets, I don't know. I think a coherent energy policy, again talking about how transport links with heat, links with energy efficiency, and links with electricity production, that is the way forward for the planet, and Scotland is leading the way and therefore has a great future. In the early days it was very difficult to get funding. Mechanisms change and therefore funders get nervous about new systems. The fuel of renewable energy is always capital because you don't have any resource to, other than the wind or the wave or the sun or the biomass which you can grow in your own country. So funding is critical and it will, like markets do, change on occasion. But there's a huge confidence now in the technology. There's a realisation that it is the future, and you've seen through the COP process massive divestment from the traditional carbon fuel sources into the renewable side. So this is only going in one direction.